Welcome to episode 64. That's right. 64-bit of CNBC, the podcast about enjoying beer. I'm Mike.
And I'm Chris. We also have Jeff back with us again this week. And we're going to drink some beers from the Midwest, Kentucky, Cincinnati, Michigan?
It's Ohio, even though it's called Great Lakes. I believe it's out of Cleveland.
Cleveland.
Yeah. Cleveland rocks!
All right, so we're going to start with Kentucky Bourbon Barrel Ale. We had, actually, Kentucky Ale on a previous episode.
It didn't taste very good.
On our Kentucky episode, it was just a very standard beer. So let's hope this is above standard beer.
So I had this straight out of the keg, and I was extremely impressed with it to the point where I went out of my way to find a place where I could get a 4-pack of this and bring it back.
I had this straight out of the teat.
Wow. Smells like an amber to me.
And it's not a deep amber color. Light amber color.
And a little
pretty thin head.
Thin head. I don't smell bourbon. Do you?
I smell candy.
So it had a sweet...
A little candiness. A little that kind of amber smell to me, which is generally malty.
I'm hoping this tastes as good as it did when I got it served out of the keg.
How many ounces would you say this glass holds?
5.
I have about 3 ounces too many.
Oh, come on.
Okay, there's the vanilla. Is there vanilla in this or something? I guess that's from the bourbon barrels, the vanilla.
Yep.
Is this too cold?
Let it warm up. This is not as complex as I recall it tasting.
I get vanilla.
I had
a lot of vanilla. Bourbon barrel type vanilla.
In a snifter glass.
Yeah, and like zero depth to that though. Like I just put vanilla extract.
Right.
And watered it down in a glass.
Man. This is not what it tasted like.
That's what I'm getting.
It was really thick.
8.2%.
It was really complex.
Altec Brewing. That's just a really bad name. Altec. It's like they're the Inatech of
All right, so it's not everything that I'm telling you that this was much better out of the keg.
I smell some
eating
of the vanilla
duck
notes
fat
now.
Fries.
I mean, it could be an
sausage.
Experience thing too.
Could have been.
It's not bad. It's just it's all vanilla to me.
But that's what I'm saying. I'm agreeing with Jeff there. It's like just it's vanilla extract flavored.
Yeah.
It doesn't even taste like beer to me. There's nothing here that says malted beverage.
There's a little bit of.
I was joking a little bit about having 3 ounces too many in this 5-ounce glass, but there's...
Now you're really believing it?
I don't even want to finish this. There's nothing there.
I'm telling you, this was much
better. It's warming up, and...
What we're going to do...
Warming up is introducing a little bit more viscosity.
Let that warm up a little bit. We'll jump into the next one and see what happens after this with the...
Okay.
So this next beer is... Rheingeist, Cincy made Deuce, our second anniversary red IPA. Hits strong with a 1-2 punch of heady malt, backed up by Sirius Galaxy and Citra hops for tropical notes of peach, mango, and papaya. So we did things a little different here. I told everybody what it's going to taste like, and then we're going to taste it.
I wasn't listening.
That's good.
No, it sounded good. I heard Galaxy and Citra.
This is amber.
Wow.
Nice big fluffy head. Ooh, I love that head.
So this has been...
It's one of those heads you can stick your tongue into and swirl it around a little bit.
Ugh. You like to put your head in that tongue?
What?
Tongue in that head. Oh, that was like a... Jesus Christ.
I smell hops.
There's a lot going on the nose.
So I got to tell you that this has been sitting sitting tight since early October. So from a freshness perspective on an IPA, it ain't there. But from a aging...
Okay, so red IPA. Well, that makes sense now. Definitely red.
That's where the color is a little...
I get your dank now versus your dirt.
It's a good, you know, a car air freshener smell to it.
Yeah. Well, this is a good IPA smell. But now the question is, does it maintain because it's been sitting for a while? Did it mellow out too much?
A little sweet, maybe?
Well, there's still hops in this, which means if we drank this when it got bottled, it sure would have knocked us out.
Yeah.
Because there's still a hop profile here. And this seriously is a good 2 months old.
It's not bad.
You're not getting... It's good. I mean, I'm thinking this thing fresh would have been killer. So Rheingeist in Cincinnati...
Was that the brewery?
Yeah. They had really good beers. I'm trying to... My 6 minutes of prep that I did not do prior to this episode, pull up their website to talk about them. But these guys, like, of all, there is two breweries in Cincinnati that were prevalent, Rheingeist and Madtree. Madtree seemed like, I mean, it's good, but it was just like a brewery. And
it was like the regional, right. That's more, maybe a little more.
But Rheingeist seemed to have their shit together, and they had really good beers.
I like the bottle, the labeling there. It's a very simple label, but very appealing as well.
So there's an article that came out a week and a half after I returned from Cincinnati called The Craft Brewer's Guide to Cincinnati.
Mm-hmm.
And Rheingeist was one of the highlights on that. So the next time I go to Cincinnati, which is one of the places that my... agency has a large contingent workforce, so we have to go to Cincinnati frequently. As a matter of fact, half a good chunk of my team is going there on Monday. I will be sampling more of this and bring back for you guys.
All right.
But this, again, since he made Deuce, has been aging for 2 months.
Yeah, at least. It's, you can tell it's a little faded for an IPA.
But I think as a beer and a faded IPA...
It's good for a faded IPA.
You got malt in it. You can taste... Maybe you can taste the malt more than you could if the hops were there. But I can still taste a lot of hop presence in this. Yeah. I mean, well, the color is like... It's mildly cloudy. A deep amber. Great frothy head.
Plenty of hops and hop forward. But knowing on the label saying Galaxy and Citra... And I'm not picking out what I think is a typical Citra profile. Sure, it's good. There is nothing wrong with this. And I ordered another, you know, second or third of one of these if I were at a brewery, a brew pub. But don't tell me there's citrus. Don't tell me there's Galaxy. At this point, you know, some of that note has maybe faded.
Yeah.
Or this is a little more malt forward for an IPA. It's a red IPA.
Yeah.
So that makes sense. Yeah. So it's got a bit more of that body, and that's fine. And I think maybe I haven't had a heavier bodied citra based IPA before. Yeah. So maybe that's just what happens with it.
But yeah, the head is definitely very malty.
Mike, you want to knock some more beers off of our list of beers to go through?
If the internet works.
Ooh, I like their cap.
Oh, yeah.
Getting into the marketing side of the beer. The label.
It's simple. It's clean. Good usability. All right, what am I looking up? My list. Where's my list?
I'll post the cap and label on our Facebook page. Check that out.
The little
so we left off with 30 last week.
I just won't show that.
On our great list of 100 craft beers you must try before we die. So number 29 from Westbrook Brewing in South Carolina.
What?
Mount Pleasant, South Carolina, Westbrook Brewing Company, Westbrook Mexican Cake. What the hell do you think this is?
Huh.
I have no idea. You celebrate a birthday, you get a birthday cake. Westbrook was simply following these guidelines when they brewed their first anniversary beer. an imperial stout that's aged with cocoa, vanilla beans, cinnamon, and habaneros. The result is an ink black chocolate bomb with layers of spice that's so good, Westbrook decided to bring it back every May.
I think that's interesting.
Have you ever had chocolate with spice, like jalapeno chocolates?
Yes.
Yeah, and they're good, right?
Yeah.
That sweet spicing? We have to check that one out, huh? South Carolina? I'm heading to Florida. Where is Mount Pleasant, South Carolina? If it's anywhere on off of 95, I'll see if I can snag some of this on my Christmas trip. Alpine Great from Alpine, California. Alpine Great's American barley wine. Okay. So I guess you don't want to come on the barley wine episode?
No.
No?
Really?
Because that's what we're doing next. We're doing the barley wine vertical.
I'm out.
All right, Terrapin Wake and Bake. Terrapin, which I thought would be from University of Maryland, turns out is actually from Georgia, Athens, Georgia, of REM fame. Beers like Wake and Bake are why we look forward to winter. This meaty coffee oatmeal stout blended with locally roasted coffee that occasionally gets an added ingredient like cinnamon rolls. Ugh. The name and breakfast ingredients aside, you should not drink this beer in the morning. It's a burly 9.4. Yeah, that's why you drink it in the morning. Why wouldn't you drink that in the morning?
Was meaty in the description?
Meaty was in the description, but then
meaty.
Meaty.
Wow.
It's 9.4 and will ruin any sort of work productivity you have planned for the day, or so we hear.
Huh. Or allow you to get through those meetings.
That's exactly what I think. I think you need a little bit of Orange Julius and then a bit of this coffee, maybe. All right, number 26, Wild Heaven Eschaton.
Sure.
Does that mean I shit on? Eschaton, however the hell you pronounce it.
I shit on you.
Wild Haven Craft Beers, Avondale Estates, Georgia. Another Georgia beer. That's two in a row. And at this high in the list?
Yeah.
There's a bias. This guy's probably from the South. Okay, so, yeah, it was a South Carolina, Georgia, Georgia. Well, I don't know about this. Okay, so I'll never be able to write about this brew without all kinds of disclaimers. Both of its founders were in my wedding. Ah! He is from the South.
Shill.
I invested in a startup, and the brand new brewery is 2 blocks from the Paste office, making it our most local of locals. But Holy Monk's Beard is my favorite American quad, bar none. Aged on Pinot Noir, oak chips, brewer Eric Johnson takes the brew. I didn't even name the people.
It's an American quad?
An American quad.
Huh.
Is a 92 rating on Beer Advocate, 96 on Rate Beer. Make sure you track down this next time you find yourself in Georgia. All right, I'll look for this.
Well, I won't.
Eschaton.
Eschaton this beer.
Eschaton this idea of that beer. All right, now we leave the southeastern United States with 25 and 1050. Oscar Blues Brewery, who brings us Dale's Pale Ale, so probably yeah. Good beer. 1050 pours a black and nearly as thick motor oil from its beautiful can.
1050, I've had that. Good stuff.
I made a mistake with some 1050 with the pool that I can go to. You can't bring glass containers in. Now you can get plenty of canned beer of all sorts of varieties. But I was like, Oscar Blues, I like them, and I'll just try something different. Some 1050 on a super hot humid day, poolside,
stout. Butter oil, delicious.
That was a mistake.
No good?
No. Oh, it's a great beer.
Yeah.
Not a poolside beer.
And
your children and yourself drown.
Jeff got kicked out. Running with the swimsuit around his ankles.
Well, that was the week previous.
And there was no beer. It's a regular occurrence.
Anyway, sorry.
On to number 24, New Belgium. Lips of Faith La Foi.
La Folie.
La Folie, yeah.
No. Foi.
No, there's something else. The I is after the L.
Yeah, but I don't pronounce any of it.
Okay. That's a good year.
That's their big sour. Yeah. Every year they put out this big sour. It's different
another
every
sour.
Year.
Oh, hey, we just had this beer, Mr. Steinig.
No, you didn't.
We did. Were you not here for that one?
You ass.
Would you? I will bring some of this back because I know I can get this where I'm going for Christmas.
Which one? My bucket list.
It's on your bucket list? I will get you a fucking 12 pack of this motherfucker then.
Okay, it's not the bucket list. It's the other list.
All right, like to have?
Yeah. Drink it list. All right, I really want one of those.
Number 23, Hi-Li IPA.
Well, yeah.
I think he's had this twice. You've never had this?
You bitches.
All right, you will be on the next Cigar City.
The next Florida show.
The eighth beetle here.
No, you're on the fifth beetle, man. Dude, I got all this beer. Every beer that we have in there from Vermont, I want you to drink.
You up county bitches.
Rockville. This is Mid County. He's up county.
I am up county. Number 23, Hi-Li IPA. Yeah, I mean, down county. Everything's up county.
Yeah, that's right.
Cigar City, one of my favorite breweries. Although nobody else seems to like him as much as me, but apparently you like him too.
Yeah.
Tampa, Florida. API. We did our IPA challenge. 64 of America's Finest India Pale Ales went head to head in March Madness style in a series of blind taste tests. The Cinderella of the ball was Hi-Li from Little Cigar City in Tampa, Florida. Fittingly, the hop profile represents Sunshine State perfectly. Great citrus flavors made you wonder if you were drinking something fresh squeezed. It's hoppy, but with a complete absence of the greasy pine flavors. A la Julius.
There you go.
I don't know. I didn't get that thing from Hi-Li. Hi-Li tasted like an IPA.
Yeah.
Julius did not taste like an IPA. But it's still really good. It was good. I got no complaints. But from Hi-Li, have you ever had their cracker?
No.
All right, I'll get you some of that, too. They had Florida Cracker, which is a Belgian white. It is really fucking good. Ooh. Really good. Well, hopefully it'll show up here later. I've heard of this. I have yet to ever try it. Founders Breakfast Stout. Grand Rapids, Michigan. Don't need to talk anymore. Everybody knows what it is.
Stunning beer.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Have you had it?
No.
All right. Didn't we just... Oh, I have a bottle of this.
Yeah.
It might be in here.
Huh.
No, it might be here.
I want to see it.
Allagash
Curio.
Ale aged with 80%
aged. We've had that on the show.
Have we already tried this?
I think we did a video episode with that.
No, that was Confluence we did.
Confluence.
And that shit was really fucking good.
Yeah.
That Allagash Confluence was wild.
Yeah, good.
But this one, I just saw it and haven't bought it.
I've had that a while.
Is this good?
Yeah.
I will go to...
It's way better than this bourbon.
YouTube.com/CNBC and see.
Number 20, wrapping up our list tonight. We talked about Sucks. We talked about Brown Sugar. And this is just plain old Lagunitas IPA from Petaluma, California. Every top 20 beer list should have something you can go out and buy right now without searching obscure beer forms to find. Lagunitas IPA is a world-class and available... now it's owned by who bought them out?
Yeah,
Heineken.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. All right.
No, you can't argue with that. That's a
good one.
Perfect example of style.
All right. So, meanwhile, in the background, you can hear our video episodes being replayed to determine which Allagash beer we did in the video, which Jeff and I are 100%
Confluence.
Totally confirmed that it is Allagash Confluence.
Yeah, but we did a few different.
We only did one Allagash video. And the only Allagash we did
several
in the video.
Allagash beers.
No, in the video.
In the video, we
and
did
that was Confluence.
Do you have some of this warmed up now, by the way?
Mm. No, just I drank, but here. Dude, I'm telling you, out of the tap, this was a lot better. It was nitrous infused. It was thick.
Well, that changes everything.
But no, there's no way I can see like nitrous infused water will not become less watery. This is really watery. What do you think of it warm?
It's
still
not
shitty? I'm really sad. This taste is so fucking good. Oh. And it's a video, no less.
Oh.
Chris is right.
I was even in
Jeff's
it. Son of a bitch. was that the same timing of the... I think so. We must have had a special Allagash night. I don't remember that.
You're right. Sideways video does
That's
not serve
you well. That's what I'm
talking about. So, final thoughts on Kentucky Bourbon Barrel. Doesn't work.
I'm coming back to... Okay, so warming it up. Here's what it turns into warmed up. Cough syrup.
So, here's what I'm wondering.
I'm not drinking... It's...
Had we not done... several palate blasting tastings earlier in the evening.
Week.
Would this have had any better of an impact, or do you think this is a flat out?
No,
I don't think this is a good beer.
And loser. I was just on some kind of
loser. Loser of a beer.
Duck fat infused.
Yes, it's an maybe. I think you were high on the experience.
Yeah,
this is a marketing forward big Kentucky bourbon.
It's called Alltech. I mean, that's not going to be good. It's made by Alltech.
No,
it's like you know, Costco beer.
Yeah, well, Costco beer is actually good.
This is 8.2.
All right, guys, let's move on to the next one. This one's going to be good. I actually had it earlier today. As a, you know, I think it was afternoon, for sure.
The sun might have been low in the sky. I don't really know.
I don't think I got out of bed till 10, so it couldn't have been. Great Lakes Brewing Company Chill Wave Double IPA from Cleveland, the land of Cleves, Ohio. Oh. Great Lakes Brewing, very well-known, big regional brewery in that area.
They got another one in there if it's really good.
I guess they distribute out here as well.
So this is
you get that out here or
no? I got this in Cincinnati.
Okay,
brought it back because I didn't think we could get it here. And then everybody said we can get Great Lakes here, and I'm like, well, I'm a fucking idiot.
Well this one not pours everywhere. With about here. A 4-inch head when you pour it my way. This is a
mildly cloudy,
lightly cloudy beer. Yeah,
orangey, dark, light amber.
Very light amber. Yeah,
or dark golden.
Ooh, sweet and funk. Ooh. More tropical. But there's
some, I get a lot more dank on this one.
I got tropical, yeah. Dank. It twists off to the
like a sour dank.
Yeah.
Like the citrus on this is just like an off on the dank. Now I want to try this taste because it's going to be different than any of the other smell profiles we had all night.
That's another really interesting beer.
Ooh. So that comes off with a big citrus flavor.
Yep.
And then the dank finish. But it has a dank forward, citrus subtle on the aroma, but a citrus forward on the taste.
This is a very full-bodied and juicy. Not a lot of
juicy is an excellent word for this, but juicy like a steak, not juicy like an orange.
Yes. No astringency, like this is
no bitterness, but this is like, it's like got a, like, I don't want to use the word salty, but what's what's that flavor fucking thing you get with like seaweed?
Umami.
It's got an umami kick to it.
So Great Lakes Brewing,
this is a good beer, man.
That is good.
This is a really good beer.
Very well known for their...
Compared to what we've had tonight, it's very different.
Yeah.
Compared to the other IPAs, very different.
Yeah.
I agree. Very well known for their Edmund Fitzgerald Porter. I think a listener of the show and a friend of mine is brewing a Edmund Fitzgerald style porter.
Who's doing that? Alex?
No.
I thought you were saying Edmund Fitzgerald was a listener.
No, I believe he was.
That's what I was getting right there.
Gordon Lightfoot?
They also have Elliot Ness Amber Lager. Their Dortmunder Gold is a medal award winning beer. Commodore Perry IPA. And, of course, this one, Chill Wave Double IPA.
This, what's this called?
Great Lakes Chill Wave Double IPA.
I'm a huge fan of Chill Wave IPA.
Yeah, that's a good beer.
So we're fading into the not so much commentary about the beer and other conversation, or what do you think, Chris? We shared our thoughts with the umami.
Oh, you did. As I was looking up Great Lakes stuff.
What do you think of this beer?
You know, like I said, I had one earlier today, and This is a high alcohol beer, Jeff. What's it say?
9.4.
Yeah, 9.4. Because I had one this afternoon, and it hit me. It hit me hard. I was like, "Holy moly, what's going on?" I mean, it made the kids much more enjoyable. But.
And that's why we drank.
Spotlight ingredient: Mosaic hops. The new. Excuse me. a new U.S. hop that provides floral, tropical, fruity, and earthy characteristics.
We definitely I get that, earthy mix. Yeah, for sure.
Pairs with grilled lamb, sweet desserts, and Dawn Patrol.
What?
Is that another beer of theirs? Earthy, tropical, mosaic hops ride front side hair, followed by deft cutback of sweet honey malt. Inspired by the North Coast's dedicated and sometimes chilly surf community.
You just jumped right past the honey malt right there, and that is an interesting ingredient in an IPA.
So apparently people surf on the Great Lakes.
How's that work? Surf with...
I guess there are waves and surfboards and wetsuits and icicles on your beard.
What? Wait, I missed something. Surfing, where are we doing this?
The Great Lakes.
You can't surf on the Great Lakes. Who the fuck said you can surf on the Great... It's a lake.
I think when...
It's a Great Lake. There's waves.
There's no surfing waves. Been to Chicago, Lake Michigan's one. No waves. Where are the waves?
Which of the Great Lakes hits, Cleveland?
Erie.
Oh, Erie, okay.
Lake Erie is one of the tiny ones. They ain't definitely surfing Lake Erie.
What they
Erie.
Do is they drink a bunch of 9.4 ABV double IPAs.
They think they're surfing.
And they just go jumping.
Wait, are those guys surfing the Great Lakes? Yes. Is that what that image is?
Yes. There's the big city of Cleveland.
It's like when an oil tanker falls over, it causes that big wake that everybody
I guess
surfs
some,
on.
I have some in-laws, like, you know, thrice removed or whatever out there. I'm going to have to...
What the fuck is this surfing shit?
Take a picture
Great
of
Lakes.
Someone surfing and we'll put it on our Facebook page.
Send this is a good beer.
Yes, it is.
It's a fantastic beer. I don't want to give away anything for which one won tonight, but...
It pairs well with Dawn Patrol, so...
What is that?
That's the surfing.
Dawn Perignon?
Wait. What? Dawn Patrol?
I don't know.
Is that a band?
I don't know. It's what it says on their website.
Is that like Scrapple? Pairs well with...
All right. Do we have anything else to talk about this episode? This is a little bit of a mess of an episode, wasn't it?
It's a little bit, but not quite. I think we need one more.
I haven't pissed in the sink yet.
What we're going to do, guys, we've got two beers that I want to do video episodes for, so we're going to do those.
Okay.
After this.
All right, but we're going to pick a beer that we liked.
Yes, we're going to pick some. Oh, yeah. So the beers we tried tonight, guys, were Kentucky.
Glad you said weren't the beers we enjoyed tonight.
Bourbon Barrel Ale from Alltech. Ryan Geist's Cincy Made Deuce and Great Lakes Brewing's Chill Wave Double IPA.
So I know Jeff wants to drop a deuce on the Kentucky bourbon beer. But Jeff, your favorite? What was your least favorite?
I think we know.
Why do we have to do that? No, the Chill Wave is really an interesting IPA, double IPA. I'm getting double IPA. It's got a lot of body to it. Good, juicy body to it. I wouldn't have put it at a 9 point whatever ABV.
So then it doesn't come across as that boozy.
I don't set the boozy.
If you drink a bottle, trust me.
Yeah, so that's a great beer. Definitely my pick. And not to, not to downplay the Rheingeist. That Deuce was an awfully nice beer as well. Of course, that Kentucky Bourbon Barrel Ale is just awful.
Shite, yeah.
Yeah, awful. So Great Lakes, Chill Wave Double IPA for me.
I gotta echo that, but I do think this with the Rheingeist Deuce, I think had we hit that fresh, it probably would have won.
Yeah.
I think the Rheingeist had hints of massive greatness. And the fact that it still maintained a top profile this long in the bottle is a testament to what it really was. And it's still the complexities with the malt flavors. Actually, I'm going to change it back up. I'm going to go with Deuce because you already called out the greatness. They're both really good and interesting beers. And I want to emphasize interesting. They're layered. There's a lot of great flavor profile to both of those beers. So I'm going to put, I'll go with the Deuce.
Yeah, you know, I think a red IPA is a, people doing that are trying to do something a little bit different and, yeah. you know, be a little bit gimmicky. But with the Rheingeist, it's well executed. Yeah. It's a nice beer.
Agreed.
Yeah.
And it holds up.
I'm going to go with the Rheingeist, the Deuce as well. And a lot of that is due to drinking a bottle of the Chill Wave earlier. 9.4%. That's a lot of alcohol in a double IPA. It's too much for me.
Yeah.
I mean, if you want to get your drunk on and your alcohol to dollar or beer ratio high,
yeah, I don't know,
that's the beer to go to. Because it's a very good beer and it's very drinkable. But when I drank one in the afternoon, that was not too much. Good. It was too much.
Yeah.
What are you trying to say about me picking your beer?
I like the one that's got a kick in the teeth.
Trying to say you like that one. All right, Mike, let's close this one down.
All right, well, thanks for listening to CNBC Episode 64. You can download our podcast at CNBC. I was going from memory. And
.podomatic.com.
Or you can just go to www.cnbcpodcast.com.
How about we just do that? Because more hits we get, the more chance we have for...
And at some point, I'm going to host our own stuff.
Right? And we get some free beers.
Very lazy.
So we can pay for our streaming. You can subscribe to our podcast feed in iTunes or get it directly.
That's my line. Oh, no, that's your line.
From cnbcpodcast.com. You can email us at
nobody emails us.
So I'm gonna skip that. That's not true. But we got an email. Shit, we haven't referenced that yet. We have to do one more episode. We got a single email that we have to hide.
Facebook.com/CNBC podcast is kind of the hub of information.
And go to YouTube too, because we're about to do some videos.
We are, and you will see me from the front, not from the side.
Right. And from a high angle to as high the multiple chins that we all have. Well, this quote would have been better served for our last episode from New England. Well, you see, Norm, it's like this. A herd of buffalo can only move as fast as the slowest buffalo, and when a herd is hunted, it is the slowest and weirdest ones at the back that get killed first. That's natural selection. It's good for the herd as a whole because the general speed and health of the whole group keeps improving by the regular killing of the weakest members. In much the same way, the human brain can only operate as fast as the slowest brain cells. Excessive intake of alcohol, as we know, kills brain cells, but naturally, it attacks the slowest and weakest brain cells first. In this way, regular consumption of beer eliminates the weaker brain cells, making the brain a faster and more efficient machine. That's why you always feel smarter after a few beers.
That's awesome.
Cliff Clavin from Cheers.
By the way, worst Boston accent.
Worst thing ever.
Hey, the car.
I tried.
Here's Sammy Boy.
Hey, Cheers. It's a Pixar film.
Drink good beer.
Thank you. Well, you can go to Philly anytime. Beep, boop, boop, beep, boop, 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 boop. Well, you already did your 8-bit sound entry.
Do you have a king-size bed?
Yes.
So I could fit in there.
You can snuggle up.
Cool.
A little Jeff sandwich, a little Jeffy sandwich. One thing I noticed from videos is I don't look good from the side.
Yeah, it's just too fat.
This is not working from the side.